Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Time of Love and Tartan, a 44 Scotland Street novel by Alexander McCall Smith, narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie. Chapter 1. An Invitation to the Elephant House. When Pat McGregor received an invitation from Bruce Anderson to meet him for coffee at the Elephant House on George the Fourth Bridge, her first reaction was to delete it. That is one of the great advantages of electronic communications. One can simply delete them. And one can do the same to people, in their electronic incarnation, of course. At the press of a button, or the equivalent, one can send them off into some vast soup of disassembled digital data, reducing them to floating ones and zeros, consigned to a Dantean world of echoes, a shadowy underworld of fading impulses. And that, thought Pat, was the fate that Bruce so richly deserved. A few years earlier, he had played with her affections as he had toyed with those of so many other young women, believing that to pay attention to this rather shy young student of art history was to confer on her a benison for which, if she knew anything about the world, she should be profoundly grateful. The expression, God's gift to women, came into all this somewhere. It was usually uttered sarcastically, as in, he thinks he's God's gift to women, but in Bruce's case this was exactly what he did think of himself. In his view, he was one of those people who existed to give pleasure to others, not through anything he actually did, although that, of course, entered into it, but simply by being. Auden said that the blessed had no reason to care from what angle they were regarded, having nothing to hide.